Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farmers Insurance.
This is a special edition of Ag Bioscience. Welcome and thanks for joining. I'm Mitch Frazier, CEO of Agrinovis Indiana, and this is the podcast where we explore all things Ag Bioscience, the people, the products, and innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. Ag Bioscience is at Rally, the cross-sector innovation conference here in Indianapolis, welcoming more than 3,000 attendees from around the globe. One of those is our friend, Matt Rubin, founder and CEO of Indianapolis-based True Essence Foods. Matt, great to see you. Welcome back to Ag Bioscience.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
It is so good, Matt. You have so much good momentum happening at True Essence, made some giant headlines of late, raised significant capital, continue to advance all of your tech. Before we get into what's happening at True Essence Foods, you got to remind folks the Matt Rubin journey from a chocolate company to now a food innovation juggernaut.
You know, it's really an arc that focuses on the discipline and execution of our team. So the chocolate company, we really wanted to understand what happens to flavor. Then we wanted to understand how do we manipulate that through technology. And then it's really how do we scale that with other companies. And if we look at that arc, it's been a very disciplined approach. And so it's been a pleasure to see as we look back to our plans in 2019 and 2020, they're the same plans. We're just ahead of schedule. So it's really great to see. And it's wonderful to have some gas in the tank as we continue to execute.
Yeah, it's incredible, Matt. I mean, the slope of the line of growth, I have to imagine, is maybe just a little ahead of where you thought it was. For those that don't know the True Essence platform, don't know the True Essence product suite, give us an idea of the technologies that sit with inside True Essence and how they work.
We really looked at a world and we said, you can't, fresh global food supply chains are going to break the world. So how do we say fresh local food works, global shelf stable food works, fresh global food supply chains have lots of loss. They have issues with damaged products. And so we said, what does the food supply chain of tomorrow look like? We really focused on developing two key food technology platforms. And we said, we can't change the world by ourselves. We have to partner with some of the biggest food companies in the industry to tackle these problems all together. So we partner with companies. We have technologies that allow us to dehydrate foods without removing flavor. So a dehydrated carrot or a dehydrated apple juice that's the consistency of honey tastes just as fresh as the day it was produced. And we have technology that helps us balance the flavor. Sometimes in industrial processing, early season product tastes different than late season product. So to give consumers that consistency that they expect, balancing is necessary.
And the shelf stability of these products, to me, is what gets me so excited, Matt. It's amazing.
The world changes when you go from 9 days to 10-year shelf life.
Yeah.
And it really changes the way fundamentally you look at how does the food get to the consumers? How do you package it? How do you store it? How do you ship it? And then how do you ultimately produce it to get the best yields and to take care of the people all the way down to the farmers that plant the food?
Yeah, there's so many multi-layers of improvement to the process that you brought forward. I mean, you think about just sustainability in of itself, right? The idea that we don't have to move things in refrigerated trucks, idea that we're not moving a bunch of water. With True Essence, we're actually able to take that water out, still keep the fresh taste.
Yep. So it's pretty exciting to see, you know, we wake up today and we say, oh my gosh, this hits on a number of different facets of sustainability. And it really, from a team perspective, that was by design. When we started designing the platform, we said to truly be sustainable, we have to be sustainable across food, water, energy, transportation, and waste management. And so it's no accident that we have this technology that really integrates these solutions across the platform where we say, well, not only does it use less energy, but now we're shipping things at a tenth the volume and a tenth the mass. And so it's really exciting it's exciting to see it manifest into reality. You know, when you're as a CEO running a company, you spend a lot of time really promoting the vision, and to watch the vision manifest before your eyes is a little surreal.
How does it work, Matt? Like, how does the technology actually work?
We really tried to understand a day in the life of water and a day in the life of flavor, and what do they want to do? And so early in the process, we took a peanut butter jar and we opened the lid and we kind of went through the experience that we all do at home where you get that whiff of peanut butter flavor right in your face as you're making breakfast for your kid or packing the lunch for the kids.
Yes.
And we said, well, that flavor was trapped in that jar. And it kind of formed this stable atmosphere. I said, when the lid's off, the flavor leaves, but then the water can leave. I said that when the lid's on, the flavor is trapped, but so is the water. How do we make the water think the lid's off and the flavor think the lid's on? And that led to the concept of separating flavor from water, not by temperature or pressure, but by size.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
And you're doing this at commercial scale. You've got some really interesting clients here in Indiana, but now you're all over the world.
We are. We have just next week, we'll be visiting companies in Amsterdam, in Geneva, Switzerland, and in Brussels, Belgium. Our team was in Florida 2 weeks ago, and we'll be in California in early September doing an installation. And just today, we are with a local brewery, Sun King Brewery, where we are getting our hands dirty with their formulation team implementing the technology.
And so this would be, the True Essence technology would be at the end of a production line where the final product goes through?
Sometimes it's at the beginning. So in our flavor balancing, it's really the food at a food production facility is sometimes more art than science. So there's a master blender at every production facility, whether that is a brewery, that's a juice facility, and they say, well, it's just apple juice. It's supposed to taste like apple juice. You would say, well, apple juice from green apples and apple juice from Honeycrisp and apple juice from Golden Delicious all taste a little different. So to make it taste like what you expect, they're blending constantly. So we want to give another tool that helps them to blend and hit those quality metrics much more consistently and really capture more of the yield. And so in that case, we're at the end of the process. In the case of dehydration, sometimes we're very, very early in the process.
That's incredible technology. Matt, you're coming off some recent big news, giant fundraise, and probably some lessons learned along the way. We'll dig into all of those right after this quick break. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farmers Insurance.
Whether your farm is your business, your hobby, or your passion, you and your farm are one of a kind. Each is unique and requires just the right insurance coverage options. Indiana Farmers Insurance has been protecting farmers for more than 145 years, and together with your local independent insurance agent, today we deliver insurance solutions for your farm, business, home, and vehicles. Insurance can be complicated, so it's important to have a trusted expert who will guide you through your insurance experience. We partner with only the best agents, and like us, most of our agencies have been serving customers for generations. Beyond the basics, we have many other coverages available to match your needs. Our agency partners are experts and can tailor just the right coverages for your farm, business, home, or auto. Come visit us at indianafarmers.com and discover why Indiana Farmers Insurance is the right choice for you. We're proud supporters of Ag Bioscience, and we're here to help you protect what matters most.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. We're talking with Matt Rubin, founder and CEO of True Essence Foods. Matt, a giant congratulations to you. In August, you made headlines, not just here regionally, but all across the country, around the world, securing nearly $28 million in growth capital. Investment led by AFM Capital Partners, a private equity firm, connections to auto dealer legend Andy Moore. You got to share more about the raise and how you navigated raising capital in this environment. I mean, that's the story.
Like many things, the opportunity is set up well before the news hits. So our relationship with AFM Capital has really gone back over 2 years. We started a relationship, so you know, as you look from an entrepreneurial perspective, building the relationship the day you need to ask for money is very difficult.
Yes.
It's a hard line to set. It's a hard trajectory to say, I'm an executor that will continue to execute. We started a relationship with AFM Capital as a small follow-on investor in our Series A2 round. They participated in our bridge to our Series B. And when it came time to really put the Series B, I approached AFM Capital. By that time, had already been participating on our board. Great. and saw us execute over an 18-month period. And they said, we had a very nice conversation. Would you be willing to, or would you have an interest in leading our Series B? From there, having that strong anchor, the Series B was very different than raising earlier rounds. So earlier rounds, we were pitching a lot of our vision. It was a lot of Matt's story on what the future of food could be. As we went through our Series B, where we brought in outside companies to audit our supply chain, audit our customer base, talk directly to our customers, it was no longer our team promoting the vision. It was really a reconciliation where they said, the vision is real. This is a very good opportunity and we should be a part of it. And so that snowballed into the round that we have, and it's been great to, it's great to have some gas in the tank to now execute.
Yeah, that fuel in the tank is one that you're already putting to work. I mean, the team that you've built, incredible. Yes. The board that you've expanded of late, really incredible. Share more about how that's evolving, how the board's evolved.
Yep. So we've had a few great board additions recently. So AFM Capital and Elliot Parker from High Alpha's Venture Studio have been longtime board members.
Incredible.
Recently, Rajan Gajaria, that came from Corteva as a heavyweight executive from Corteva.
Brilliant leader.
Andy Walter from P&G. We have we're both amazing individuals that can help us to create the corporate governance and the discipline that we and really instill that in us for the next stage of growth.
Oh, it's exciting. And that next stage of growth, I mean, this is a capital intensive business. You are creating physical devices. They're expensive. How do you navigate this? How are you going to put the capital to work? And what does it mean for those customers you have today and those customers you're chasing tomorrow?
Our sales cycle, we really become an extension of the R&D arms of each of the corporate engagements that we have. So these are problems that they may have had for 5 or 10 years and just not been able to solve. And finally, they have a tool where they're really interested in solving it. Now, we get to see the same problem from many different customers. So even though we have a relatively small R&D team, we have a lot of subject matter expertise with these very specific problems. So we engage these customers, and we really broke down our engagement process into 3 key steps. The top is inspiration. We say, look at all the great things Trusense technology can do. We go through some spices and some fruit nectar, and we look at flavor balancing, and it really sets the stage that this is real. The middle of funnel is, after they sit with that, these large industrial customers come back and they say, we love everything you're doing. This is the problem that I want to solve first. And that's where we say, great, let's get our hands dirty into the hard science of making sure that we can deliver on this promise. That discipline and execution really paved the way for a lot of our process. If it doesn't work, scientifically, we know what's going on. If it does work, it's reproducible. So we really set ourselves up that's for great. Success. Once they say they like it, now we talk about scale.
Incredible. Yep. Incredible. Matt, we're here at the Rally Innovation Conference, inaugural year, cross-sector innovation conference. I think innovation comes from so many different places. I mean, your roots in having this idea around chocolate is a great example of cross-sector innovation. Where today, where do you go to find inspiration outside of the food industry? Are there places, are there things you look to be inspired by?
So that's great. So I know you said outside of food, really outside of food production, one of my personal inspirations is actually going all the way back to the plant. And so we have a corporate, I have tremendous respect for what it takes to grow a plant and what it takes to nurture that into something that you would someday be able to harvest and sell. So as a company, we have a 5,000 square foot plot of land that we all work as a team, and you show up with shovels and rakes, and we water it by hand, and we really get our hands in the dirt. Looking at what it takes to do this at an industrial scale, to do it as consistently as farmers do today, is truly impressive. And so to be a steward of that hard work is a really inspirational piece. And so I have complete respect for their ability to do what they do.
Oh, I love it. And what a great connection to ag bioscience. Food, clearly a piece of it. The only economy in the world that touches every person on the planet. Matt, we got to talk. Last question. You've got a lot of momentum. You got a lot of great things happening. What's next for Trusense?
It really comes down to execution. So we have lots of great customers that we are engaged with across the country and across the world. We have 35 active engagements with large companies and name brands. And so it's really exciting to see. A lot of top and middle of funnel activity does not get the company to the next stage of growth. So it's really sticking the landing with execution at the bottom of funnel and then using that as the next launch pad for the next stage of growth.
It is so incredible to see the growth you're leading, the innovations you're advancing. Man, it's just fun to see it happen right here in Indiana. Thanks for spending time with us on Ag Bioscience.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for tuning into Ag Bioscience. You can get the latest Ag Bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. And while there, You can download our entire library and give us a review. Don't forget, you can always learn more online at agrinovusindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team from Rally, I'm Mitch Fraser saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of Agrinovus Indiana in collaboration with Inside Indiana Business. Hosted by Mitch Fraser. Produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography by Kaylee Kerr. To get all Ag Bioscience news all the time, visit agrinovusindiana.com.